Frightful Fridays at Fiona's, the rumors of Hollow Manor. Every corner of town whispered tales about Hollow Manor, especially when it came to Fridays. From the grocer at the local store to the children in the schoolyard, everyone had a story to tell. Fiona, a bubbly young girl with raven black hair and eyes full of curiosity, had grown up listening to these tales. She lived in a small house just next to the imposing manor, which stood tall with its old bricks, arched windows, and creaky iron gates. The shadows it cast on her backyard during sunsets always sent a shiver down her spine. Every Friday, the tales became more real. The mansion seemed even more mysterious, with fog enveloping it like a ghostly shroud, and an unusual coldness in the air. Sometimes, the old grandfather clock in the manor would chime at odd hours, even though it had been broken for years. Max's skepticism Max, Fiona's cheerful, red-headed best friend, always had a logical explanation for everything. "It's just the weather," he'd say, dismissing the coldness. Or, "Someone's probably playing tricks with the clock." They would sit on Fiona's porch, sipping hot cocoa and discussing the manor, while Fiona embraced the tales with a mix of fear and fascination. Max saw them as mere bedtime stories. "You know, they say Hollow Manor is haunted," whispered Fiona to him one evening. "By what? Ghosts?" Max chuckled, showing his playful disbelief. Fiona, slightly annoyed but equally determined, nodded. "Yes, and they only appear on Fridays." Max burst into laughter. "Sounds like these ghosts need a calendar." The challenge. Wanting to prove a point, Fiona came up with a daring plan. "How about a challenge?" she said, her eyes twinkling with mischief. Max raised an eyebrow. "What kind of challenge?" Fiona took a deep breath. "Stay over at my house this Friday night. If nothing weird happens, I'll believe it's all just tales. But if something does, you owe me a month's supply of ice cream." Max, never one to back down from a challenge, especially one involving ice cream, agreed. The stage was set. The sun began to set, casting longer and eerier shadows on the old mansion, as if it knew that two curious kids were about to unravel its mysteries. Little did Max know, this would be a Friday he wouldn't soon forget.